What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have former Missouri United States Senator Jim Talent coming up after the top of the hour. Tomorrow at 5:04, current United States Senator from Missouri, Eric Schmidt. He's written a new book called The Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court. He'll join me tomorrow night. I look forward to that. Sean Spicer is back with us this afternoon. Of course, the host of the Sean Spicer Show. It's been just a little bit. I hope your summer's been going well, Sean. How are you?
What a great summer I've had. I've been very blessed this year, so I hope you've had a good one too. But it's kind of winding down, which is making me sad.
Yeah, but you know what's not making me sad? I had to declare my joy yesterday. I have a 10-year-old daughter. I have older kids, too, but I have a 10-year-old daughter. I could not wait for school to start again, dude. You have no idea. It was crazy. So I'm so glad that school's here, even though the summer's winding down.
Oh, dude. We're in the opposite. I think the difference is I got two 14-year-olds, and I'm actually excited. Like, when they're not in school, there's not 10 practices, and there's not everything on the weekend. So I get it. It depends, I think, what age they're at.
Yeah, well, she was driving me crazy. Let's just put it that way. Maybe no age is out of play with my daughter, that's for sure. Hey, Missouri is in the news a little bit. Have you noticed? We got I love Andrew Bailey, so I have mixed feelings about this. He's done such a great job as attorney general in a very short time period, but he gets swept up by the administration to be co-deputy director of the FBI.
Yeah, it's funny. I still have not. I didn't. Now you just gave me more information because I was trying to figure out, does he have to step down as attorney general or is he being dual hatted? And I guess you just answered that question because I couldn't tell from the way it was phrased whether or not he was going to be able to stay in Missouri as attorney general.
No, in fact, Governor Kehoe named this morning Catherine Hanaway, who's a former U.S. attorney. She's actually a good friend of this show. I do a Reardon Roundtable on Fridays, you know, with both sides going at one another. And Catherine was a panelist back in the day. And then she got real busy with doing, you know, lawyer stuff here in St. Louis. And there was a bit of a conflict. But she's a great choice. She's experienced. You know, there might be some implications for her politically when it comes to future runs for governor, if you will, because she's been a statewide candidate. So it's a good choice. And it's good for Andrew Bailey. Now, I don't know what it means for Dan Bongino because it kind of seems like he's going to be the talking head and Andrew's going to be the guy, you know, that maybe does some of the work. I'm not sure, Sean.
Neither am I. And that's why I've known Dan a long time. He's a good friend. And he's actually been a mentor in sort of when I jumped into the podcast world. And so I don't know. It's interesting. I found it a little interesting just in terms of like how they're going to break up responsibilities. And, you know, in a lot of these agencies, Mark, the number two is the sort of the COO, the person who's running the business, if you will. So like the deputy attorney general is the person who really runs the department on a day-to-day basis. And the attorney general is the, you know, in the meetings and all that kind of stuff. So I just was intrigued how they'll break this up.
Yeah, so, you know, Andrew Bailey is the guy, Eric Schmidt started some of this, but Andrew Bailey is the guy that basically got rid of Kim Gardner here in St. Louis, which was a big victory. He
did
also
not stand her.
Yeah, I knew. Well, you know, I missed the gift that keeps on giving. Her and Cori Bush gave me so much material. But then he also, when this whistleblower report came out a couple years ago about Wash U and Children's Hospital and the trans clinic, that was such a key moment in that whole debate on that issue. And Andrew Bailey went hard after that. And, you know, Wash U closed the center. And Jamie Reed became kind of a rock star in all this trans nonsense that's out there. So he really has, in a very short time, made a big impression on folks here in this state. And let's face it, the path from being Missouri Attorney General, Josh Hawley, Eric Schmidt, now Andrew Bailey, that's not a bad path, I'd say.
No, and that's it's funny you bring that up because that was what I was thinking. It's been a pretty good stepping stone for a lot of your politicians. And so I kind of go, okay, you know, is this a 2-year thing? And then do you run for something else? Or, you know, I know obviously you guys, the Senate seat's locked up, but does he look at another statewide thing? So I was, just from the outside looking in, I found it intriguing.
Yeah. My guess is he eventually comes back and runs for governor, but we'll see.
The problem is that when you got both Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt are relatively young guys in the scope of, you know, the average age of a U.S. senator is like 97. So I feel like, you know, they'll probably be there for a while. So you pretty much need to look statewide if you want to do anything else.
Have you gotten to know Schmidt at all by any chance?
He was on my show last week.
Yeah.
And then I've watched some of his book tour rollout. He did a great thing on Tucker the other day. I've seen some of the conversations. So I follow him. He's been an impressive guy, and I like the way that he handles himself. You know, he's really embraced social media a lot. So I sort of have been watching him from afar. He's an impressive figure.
He's a real guy, too. That's the thing. We've been close since 2008, and I'll just share a quick story. I've told the audience this a little bit. Way back in, I don't know, this would have been when Party in the USA from Miley Cyrus was a hit. So this goes back like 14 years ago. I don't know how it started, but we started punking one another, and there was a producer I worked with. So if we were out somewhere publicly and that song was on, we'd record a little snippet and we send it to one another just as a joke. So here I am about 3 months ago, and it's a Saturday, and I get a text from Schmidt, and he's at an event in Denver with his wife, Jamie, and Party in the USA is on, and he takes the time to record a video and a shout-out for Party in the USA. And you know how this goes. Look, I bring that story up because so many of these politicians, maybe even Josh Hawley, they change their personalities. And Schmidt really is still a real guy, and I've called him like one of the normal politicians out there, which is not too typical sometimes, Sean.
No, in fact, it's funny. Just literally the sort of meeting that I was in, catching up with somebody right before I joined your show, we were having this exact same conversation about J.D. Vance. And just in the fact that J.D. is somebody that you can relate to,
yeah,
who has his finger on the pulse, like he doesn't seem pretentious. He has real conversations. He says real things. And so the individual I was with was just asking me, you know, is it real? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a legit, like that's what you see is what you get. And it's just, I think the broader point of the conversation I was having with this guy was, this is where politics is going now. This whole standing behind a podium, talking about, you know, the brightest days of America continue to be upon. It's like, if you sound like it's staged and out of a movie, it's not going to fly anymore. People want somebody who they feel, I don't know, both sides of the aisle, by the way. I mean, I think this is what Zohan Mamdani has in New York with AOC. You may not like their policies, but people feel like they're not removed from them. Like, you know, AOC does these videos all the time. And I think that's what Gavin Newsom's trying to do. But he is, you know, he has a harder time pulling it off because it's not authentic.
Yeah. And going back to your Vance comment, you know, look, JD and Eric have become very, very close friends. And I think that reflects the reality of who they are. Let's talk about some other things here, because this whole thing with Trump and Ukraine, getting Putin to Alaska, doing this meeting yesterday, I mean, that's quite the coup that he's executing. Now, we don't know where this is going to exactly take us, but wow, you can feel the legacy media wanting to jump in here and declare victory when all this fails. But you can't really do that right now because he's got people on the same page.
Yeah, well, you know, look, this is going to be a really interesting days, weeks. I don't know. I mean, this is really the thing that's interesting to me about Trump right now, 200 days in, is I keep thinking to myself, we have come to expect things that, I mean, for 40 years, we got used to Joe Biden barely popping his head up. And now we are at the point where we get used to a president just get stuff done. Like, he's bringing people together. And I was saying this on my show yesterday. Think about this for a second. They went and had this meeting with a few days notice in Alaska between two major leaders. And they have a meeting yesterday with Zelensky at the White House and then seven other European leaders. This stuff just doesn't happen. I've been there. I've been in the jobs, both the White House, the highest levels of politics. What these guys are logistically pulling off is just insane.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Right.
And I don't, I think people have started to take it for granted and just be like, oh, okay, no big deal. And it's just, that's crazy.
So what is your biggest takeaway then from the first 200 days? It's hard to keep track because things move so quickly. I wrote myself a note back in the spring when the Dow was tanking, and I said, hey, let's take a look at it here in September. So, you know, the number when everyone was panicking was 41 or 40,000. Now we're back up to 45,000. You know, all the predictions on the tariffs seemingly were wrong. There's so many things that people have gotten wrong. They criticized him on the D.C. crime control. Well, it's actually working, and guys like Joe Scarborough are admitting, yeah, you know what? This city is unsafe in many spots. So he's had achievements even and successes even in areas where I think people might not expect it.
Well, that's the funny thing about this. I have a newsletter that I put out twice a week at SeanSpicer.com, and I wrote my thing on Friday about the 200th day anniversary. And most presidents seek to have a signature accomplishment in their first year. Tax cuts, health care, you name it. Like for Biden, it was the Inflation Reduction Act. Obama did Obamacare, right? The idea that we've passed the big, beautiful bill, we've reshaped tariffs and trade, he solved six wars internationally, brought peace to different warring factions. Immigration and the border have become secure in a matter of months. It's like, it's not one, it's multiple. The biggest challenge the Trump administration is going to face, Mark, is keeping it going. Because there's a level of expectation that has now gone on where people are expecting because you're pocketing wins. I mean, I get a kick out of the fact I had Robert Cahaley from Trafalgar Group on my show on Friday, major pollster. And I said, you know, it feels like people are grading on a curve now. They forgot what they were used to for 4 years. And he goes, yeah, he goes, it's true. But that's just how it is now. People are expecting this now. But the idea in 6 months, how we went from a literally barely seeing the president of the United States to now being like, oh, we got another tax cut passed. We got the border secure. Like, it's just I feel bad for the comm shop. Because how do they keep it going? At some point, people are expecting it's like you it's like a guy who gets up to bat in baseball and hits a home run 10 times in a row. On the 11th time, you start to go, God, if I don't do it, people are going to think I'm not good, even though you're hitting 1,000 and you're knocking out of the park every time. That's just not normal. And I think we've got it. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel bad for these guys because the American people are getting conditioned to getting wins.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and that's going to get even tougher next year. What are your thoughts quickly on the redistricting in Texas? We're trying to do some of that here in Missouri as well.
Well, I'm actually going to ask you that, because here's the thing. If we just go Texas, first of all, Texas will get its five. I'm a little concerned we're overreaching in Texas. We would have gotten the two, the Vicente seat and the Cuellar seat, regardless. So the question is it worth the fight to get the other three? I think maybe, because keeping the House is that important for Trump's second term. If I don't think California will be successful, this has to go to the ballot. They have to get their voters to approve that. So, but if you assume that it can be done, that California can pull something out, then we need you guys in Missouri and Indiana, maybe Florida, to try to get us out a few. But look, if this is a net 5 to 8 seats, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And let's stop kidding each other. When Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts all led the way, right? Massachusetts is 9-0.
I know.
Democrat to Republican. Maryland is what? 8-0. I mean, to 1. They got Andy Harris still in there right on the Eastern Shore. That's it. So I just love that suddenly democracy is under attack. These guys led the charge. I kept saying all last week, these guys were going to political sanctuary cities in states that led the way in gerrymandering.
It's ridiculous. Illinois, yeah, J.B. Pritzker in particular. I mean, that's a joke. Look, I think that because President Trump is encouraging this, our governor knows that, he's going to call a special session. I think they may get it done here in Missouri. There's a lot of discussion about it. The Republicans seem unified. So I have mixed feelings because I feel like you don't have to do this every 2 years. It gets confusing for the voters. But then I look at California and I look at Illinois in particular. And let's say, look, they're going to do the same thing. Plus, they're going to make Puerto Rico and D.C. a state if they can and have 13 members of the Supreme Court. So it's a blood sport. You got to take advantage of the numbers right now. Sean Spicer, always great to have you on. Anything else you want to mention for your show?
Tonight, we've got KT McFarland, Trump's former national security advisor. So if you want to know what's going on, she is brilliant. 6 o'clock on YouTube. Join us for the premiere.
Sean, thank you very much. Great to catch up.
You bet, brother. Always great to see you, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.